I got a heart like Bethlehem on a silent night. There's no room at the inn for you to come inside. And I'm way too busy now, and it's much too late. If you'd been here earlier, maybe I could let you stay. You're only looking for a place to be born into life, where your power can heal and your love can revive. And I don't know why you chose to be born into me. And it's hard to believe and receive and let you in. 'Cause I got a heart like Bethlehem and I hide it well. I keep my dirty barns behind my nice hotels. And you see my great facade and you're not impressed. You tell your story in the manger of my weaknesses. You're only looking for a place to be born into life, where your power can heal and your love can revive. And I don't know why you chose to be born into me. And it's hard to believe and receive and let you in. 'Cause I got a heart like Bethlehem. Oh, for years nobody knew us. And now when they hear our name, they think of Jesus. That little town of Bethlehem, it died that night and was born again. So when you're looking for a place to be born into life, where your power can heal and your love can revive, and I don't know why you choose to be born into me. And it's hard to believe and receive and let you in. I'll let you in. 'Cause I got a heart like Bethlehem.
Well, there you are. Welcome to Redemption's Table. And here we are on the shortest day of 2023, which means tonight is the longest night of the year, winter solstice. And today, just 4 days before Christmas, I would like to spend a few moments unwrapping this very unique December gift with you. Before we do that, I just want to give a shout out to my good friend, Ross King, who wrote the song Bethlehem that we just listened to. Ross, you're a dear friend. I am grateful to you for sharing your music here at the table. For all of our listeners, I just want to encourage you to go and check out the rest of Ross's music wherever you happen to stream. Tonight is December 21st. I don't know when I first realized the significance of tonight, or when I first noticed the creative rhythm of Almighty God in bringing in the changing of the seasons, but I have been fascinated ever since. A lot of us walk around with a little gadget on our wrist, which measures the steps we take in a day or the depth of sleep we experience in a night, and all this other Uber data we seem to be so overly obsessed with. And I'm like, hey, what takes place tonight for winter solstice in the northern hemisphere? And what takes place on June 21st for summer solstice? And what takes place during the equinoxes of spring and autumn is so much cooler, vaster, amazing than any tech company could ever produce to wow us into purchasing their product. For over 40 years, I have studied and visited many Anasazi sites, the cliff dwellings, pueblos, kivas, communities where the ancestors of today's Pueblo Indian tribes lived. And every time I visit a place like that, I cannot help but wonder if these primitive cultures had more intelligence about our little blue-green marble we call home than we do. Many of their buildings are arranged in reverence, in recognition of the ancient rhythm of our earth. In some ways, they seem more intimate with our Creator than postmodern America. Here's what wows me about tonight. The darkness goes as far as it can go. The darkness plunges as deep as it can plummet. If darkness and light were waves of the sea, tonight's longest night would be high tide for darkness. But tomorrow, the light of summer starts chiseling away at the freeze of winter. The dictionary describes solstice as either of the two points on the ecliptic at which its distance from the celestial equator is greatest and which is reached by the sun each year about June 21st and December 21st. All this fascination to say this. This phenomenon is about to take place all over the world, and the vast majority of us will think nothing of it. If the season did not change, and darkness kept going in the north as daylight kept burning in the south, all of us who live north of the equator would gradually freeze to death while our southern neighbors burned up. Yet God holds our world in the rhythm, in the dance of creation itself. In Proverbs chapter 8, King Solomon, writing as though he were wisdom himself, said, "I was there when God set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command." In Job chapter 38, in that ancient book, that great book where Job has spent the entire book requesting God would show up and defend him. When God shows up to speak to Job, one of the questions he asks is, "Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons, Job, or lead out the bear with its cubs?" An ancient reference to the constellation Ursa Major. And the little baby whose birth we are about to celebrate, he plays a huge role in what is going on tonight. In every dawn, noon, sunset, and midnight of our lives. Colossians 1:15 says, "Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." In Jesus, all things hold together. On this, the longest night of the year 2023, Jesus is holding us, holding you, and your family, and this planet that is spinning through celebrations and sorrows simultaneously. This is happening right now, wherever you are. For just a brief moment, I want to share why the date of December 21st is special to me. Christmas snapshot, 1969. It was on this night, 54 years ago, that I was baptized in the evening worship service at a mountain church, Macedonia Baptist, located about 15 miles southwest of downtown Birmingham. My brother, Dwight Kidd, was a young preacher at the time, and he baptized me. He plunged me beneath the waters of baptism in that evening worship. Now, that baptism did not save me. That baptism did not earn me a relationship with God, with Jesus, but rather it was a symbol of the decision I had already made earlier that autumn to surrender my life to Jesus, to ask God to forgive me of my sins, to accept the provision God had made for me by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus, at Christmas to show me who he was, to show me that God so loved the world, that God so loved me, that he sent his Son, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, to live, to teach the truth about God, and ultimately to die for my sins on the cross at age 33. But death did not defeat him, because 3 days later he rose again, and right now he sits at the right hand of God the Father, and he is holding all things together, including you, including me, on this longest night of the year. December 21st, 1969 is Christmas snapshot number one, but I have a second Christmas snapshot from December 21st, 1997. On that Sunday night, in another mountain church located in the mile-high town of Fort Davis, Texas, I baptized my young son, Daniel. He was 11 years of age at the time. So he and I share the same spiritual birthday of sorts. So tonight is very special to me personally. 10 to 12 years ago, I wrote a devotional about tonight, and I revise it every year to include some of the latest darkness of our world. And I'd like to take a moment to read the 2023 version now. The longest night. Tonight is the longest night of the year. It is fitting that we celebrate Jesus' birth near winter solstice. We are all either on a long night's journey into night or on a long night's journey into day, but there is little doubt that it is night. It is night on the Gaza Strip. It is night in Jerusalem and Bethlehem. It is night on the Rio Grande border. It is night in Kyiv, Ukraine. It is night in Washington, D.C. It is night in your hometown. It is night in the hearts of all who protest and call for genocide in defense of evil. It is night in the hearts of those who cry rights, race, or intolerance. It is night in the hearts of all those who cry alone. We are surrounded in the pitch of irrevocable truth. The wages of sin is still death, and we all pick up the tab of one another's transgressions. Like bumper cars without safety belts in the dark of a cave, we collide and domino into one another with violent blows that potentially wound our souls forever. We are not getting better. We are not evolving into a higher consciousness. It is night. Tonight is the longest night of the year. And yet, four steps away is Christmas. The prophet Isaiah declared a certainty. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Baby Jesus grew up and declared, "I am that light." Friday's dawn will find us spiraling closer to summer than winter, but will it find us closer to hope than despair? 54 years ago tonight, I was placed in a watery grave. At 10 years of age, I had no way of knowing how much I needed to die. As my long night's journey draws me closer to day, more flaws are exposed. As the Christ I invited into my heart grows, more sin is forced to the surface. I'm not getting better, but I am being transformed slowly from the inside out. And any glimmer you might catch through my brokenness does not originate from me. It is He who shatters all darkness, bringing light and life. Gloria in excelsis Deo. I love Christmas. I love Thanksgiving. I love this time of year. I feel as though my Christmas this year has already been celebrated. Back on Sunday, November 26th, a few days after Thanksgiving, I had the best day of 2023. Our family, my son, my daughter, their spouses, their children, we were all in worship together that morning. And afterwards, we had lunch at our favorite Mexican restaurant on the planet, Joti Garcia's in Fort Worth, Texas. And then my daughter Lauren led us to discover a wonderful coffee shop in downtown Fort Worth, Cherry Coffee Shop. And it was just a wonderful, time stand still kind of day. Then a few days afterward, I had the best hiking day of 2023. I began my morning in the island in the Sky District of Canyonlands National Park, taking a short hike after sunrise through the snow in 20-degree weather to Mesa Arch. And the grandeur, the morning light breaking through that incredible arch, was nothing short of breathtaking. That's how my day started. It ended on another trail, hiking through snow around sundown. And it was a trail that had hardly been visited all day, and the snow, the powder was still fresh. It was my best 8 to 5 all year long. Then I came back home the 1st of December, had a few moments of surprising joy, only to slip into a deep Christmas funk about 2 weeks ago. I did not invite this spirit of depression to come upon me. It just did. Almost 13 years ago, my life shifted in a way that brought a dusting of winter to everything it touches, and it has touched everything. My soul has hurt many days these past 2 weeks with an ache this year that I have found hard to shake. Now, my momentary light affliction is not the point of what I'm about to say. It has been a great year. Not my favorite year by any stretch of the imagination, but this year has seen more joys than sorrows, more redemption than brokenness, more bright days than dark ones. In the Old Testament book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7, the prophet Daniel has a dream about four beasts that lead up to the end of time, and the pre-incarnate Jesus is in the dream as the Son of Man. And when the fourth beast arrives in Daniel 7:23, it says, "It will devour the whole earth." Then verse 25 says, "This beast shall speak words against the Most High God and shall wear out the saints." I believe this is the spirit of desolation many are feeling right now. Back on November 29th, a USA Today headline reported that the U.S. suicide rate has reached the highest point in more than 80 years. The spirit of desolation is among us. Now, I am a minister. I am called by God to do what Jesus did, to preach the good news. The gospel is good news. The good news is God loves you. The good news is God loves you and wants a tender, deep relationship with you. The good news is God can heal all the hurt your heart is feeling today. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Isaiah 53:3 describes Jesus as a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He feels your hurt. He is holding you right now in whatever you are going through. This funk that I have been experiencing these past 2 weeks, I cannot help but see it partially as a gift from God to identify with all those around me who are experiencing the same pain during this Christmas holiday. I tell you this, my friend, I'm not going anywhere. Life is a precious gift. Every long, dark night of the soul I have experienced throughout my lifetime has eventually passed. Here's the truth. Whatever you are feeling right now is not the end of your story. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief," talking about the host of darkness, the devil, our adversary, "the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy." That's what he would like to do to your life and to my life. But Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it full to overflowing." If you're not feeling that right now, I encourage you to call out to Jesus and ask him to help you. Breathe deep and trust As you pray that prayer, trust that He is already bringing good, already bringing healing, already bringing hope in your life. That it is on the way, even though you don't see it quite yet. What God allows, He redeems, if you surrender it all to Him to redeem it. There are too many variables in your story, in your life right now, for you to determine outcomes. Outcomes like, my life is over, or there is no way my life can change. It will never get better. Do you realize every single one of those statements is a lie the enemy is whispering into your spirit? You never know the truth of any situation until you have heard from Jesus, and He refutes every lie of our common enemy. If you are hurting, depressed, ready to give up, tell someone. Tell someone you trust. Tell a parent. Tell a family member. Tell a friend. Ask someone to pray for you. Break the silence of your breaking heart. Seek out a counselor. I see my counselor every 6 months, as often as I see my dentist. Seeing a counselor is a sign of wisdom, a sign of strength, not of weakness. And if you think you have no one to call, pick up the phone and dial 988. It's the Suicide Crisis Lifeline. You are not alone. I can promise you the darkness within will break. For God so loved the world, for God so loved you, that He sent His Son Jesus into your darkest night. He is the light of the world, and He is reaching out to you right now through the sound of this podcast. Tonight is the longest night of the year, and yet 4 quick steps away is Christmas. The best days of your life are truly yet to come because of Jesus. Until we come back to this table, Merry Christmas.
You're only looking for a place to be born into life, where your power can heal and your love can revive. And I don't know why you chose to be born into me, and it's hard to believe and receive and let you in. 'Cause I got a heart like Bethlehem. Oh, for years nobody knew us, and now when they hear our name, they think of Jesus. That little town of Bethlehem, you died that night and was born again. So when you're looking for a place to be born into life, where your power can heal and your love can revive, and I don't know why you choose to be born into me, and it's hard to believe and receive and let you in. I'll let you in. 'Cause I got a heart like Bethlehem.